Hi, Chris here. Because a few topics in today's adventure may be too sensitive for younger listeners, we recommend that children under the age of 10 listen with their parents. Kids, if your parents aren't in the room, please get them before you listen.
Last time on Adventures in Odyssey,
Jana gets in today.
Who's Jana?
My daughter. She'll be working as a public relations rep for an author.
And not just any author. Robin Mallory!
As soon as she left, I realized that I felt uncomfortable about her and Jana working together.
Yeah, well, I'll do some research on Robin. It wouldn't hurt to know a little more about her.
Ooh, you are suspicious of everyone.
No, I'm not. You have to admit the discrepancy of where she grew up is a little strange. There's no harm in checking it out, right?
When do you want to go?
William's the new contractor?
Yep.
Well, how did you find him?
Well, I didn't. He found me. He just showed up at my door.
Really?
What if we set William and Connie up on a blind date? They could be perfect for each other.
Oh, Rogan, that's a fantastic idea. What if I conveniently show up with Connie at a place where you and William already conveniently are?
Oh, hi, Connie. It's Jason. I wanted to let you know that I looked into the William Winger guy. I found out that he's not William Winger.
Why would he lie about his name?
I don't know. But one thing's for certain. He's not who he says he is.
Connie, over here! Ready to play golf like you've never played golf before?
Yeah, sure. But we need to talk first. Listen, Jason just called and...
Well, look at that!
Huh?
Wooten is here!
Wooten? Where?
Right there! In the lime green glow of hole number 3.
Good. He needs to hear this, too. Oh, no.
Well, what do you know? It's Connie and Penny. William, this is my fiancé, Penny.
Hi.
William?
And you've already met Connie, who, by the way, looks ravishing, wouldn't you say?
Hi, William.
Hi.
Penny, you need to come to the restroom with me, right away. You too, Wooten. No, you keep an eye on... You wait here in a public place where there are witnesses.
Okay.
Penny, were you trying to set me up with William?
Yes, but...
You don't know who he is.
Connie.
He's hiding something, Penny, and we can't trust him. You might have set me up with a criminal. See, this is why I hate blind dates. Who knows who this guy is or what he's capable of?
I do.
What do you mean?
Connie, he's not a criminal. It's actually much worse than that.
What?
I set you up with my ex-boyfriend.
Well,
okay. Any leads, Detective Whittaker?
Very funny, Jen. But to answer your question, no. I've checked with City Hall, the newspaper office, the library, and nobody recognizes the name Robin Mallory. I think we've hit a dead end.
Probably because there was nothing to find in the first place. So home?
Yeah.
At least I got a few photos of the town. I'll ask Robin if she wants to use them on her website.
Here, you can have this, too.
What is it?
Now, a tourist map. The gas station attendant gave it to me. Yeah, free with $10 of gas.
I had no idea Richland was a tourism town.
Yeah, well, they're sure trying to be. Look at some of the sites.
World's largest paperclip?
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds promising.
Yeah, doesn't it?
The Richland Meat Processing Tour.
Woohoo!
Stelmach School of Spiritual Studies. The Soda Can Swing Set.
Wait. What was that?
A swing set made out of cans.
No,
that
no,
doesn't
no.
sound too sturdy.
No, before that, the school.
Stelmach School of Spiritual Studies?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that means.
Okie doke.
Why are you turning around?
Because Robin thanked Greta and Stan Stelmach in the acknowledgement section of her first book.
No, she didn't. She thanked a professor she had in college.
Not in the first run printing.
You have a hunch, don't you?
Maybe.
When we were kids, you used to get that same goony look whenever you got a hunch.
Uh-huh.
I guess it's more interesting than the meat processing tour.
William is your ex-boyfriend? I thought his name was Donovan or David.
It's Devin.
Hmm.
He must have changed it because there aren't many welder carpenter types in the world named Devin, and he thought we'd figure it out. You know, No wonder he always left before I arrived.
Are you telling me you never met William?
Uh-uh.
Why would you try to set me up with someone you never met?
Wooten said there seemed to be some chemistry between the two of you, and...
Why is Devin here? What does he want? Is he stalking you? Does he know you're engaged?
I have no idea. I haven't talked to him since he broke up with me over voicemail, and that wasn't even me talking.
I still can't believe he did that. Out of all the insensitive, thoughtless things to do...
Not exactly helpful right this minute, Connie.
Sorry. So, what do we do now?
We play glow golf.
This is the place? It doesn't look like a school to me.
Well, it's the address given on the map.
Crystals and diagrams of hands aren't usually what you see at a school.
Yeah, I know. It is kind of strange, isn't it? Well, shall we go in?
Good afternoon. I sensed you were coming to be with us.
I'm sorry?
No, you're not. Your name is Patrick.
It's Jason.
But you should have been Patrick. Your aura is calling out, I'm Patrick. Oh, and you must be Judy.
Jana.
I knew it was a J name.
Oh, boy.
Don't be too hard on me. I've only just started my enlightenment training. I'm Sylvia, by the way. But you probably already knew that, being fellow psychics.
Well, Sylvia, by the way, we're not psychics, and we're here to...
No, don't tell me. You're here to enroll at our school.
And not even close. We're here for information about...
Oh, don't say another word. Uh-huh. Oh, I sense much tension in both of you. My inner calm is threatened by your frustration.
Yeah, well, maybe you could calm my inner frustration by telling me a little bit about who the school is named after.
Oh, certainly. Jillian Stelmach established this school 10 years ago.
Oh, so it's not Greta and Stan Stelmach?
No. Oh, but Greta and Stan are Jillian's parents.
Uh-huh. Hunch one, sister zero. So are the Stelmachs here? I'd like to talk to them.
No, I'm afraid they've moved on.
Well, what about Jillian? She might be able to...
Unfortunately, she's no longer able to teach for us. But if you tune into your third eye, you can sense her aura throughout the building.
My what? Third what?
Jillian is a gift to psychics everywhere. She donates a big portion of the sales of her books back to our cause, you know.
Whoa, wait. Her books?
Yeah. Jillian's an author.
Could I see a picture of Jillian?
Mm-hmm. I'm pulling it up in the computer. I sensed you were going to ask that.
Ooh.
Here. This is Jillian.
Jana?
Well, let me see.
Yeah, cut the hair shorter and add glasses.
Oh, it's definitely Robin.
So, let's play golf.
Penny, William told me who he is. We don't have to play if you don't want to.
Really, I was just about to leave.
That's so like you, Devin, but really, you should stick around and play. First hole, I'll start.
Wow, she hit that all the way onto the 9th hole.
Hey, Penny, maybe this isn't the best time. Let's go do something else.
No, that's okay. I don't run out on people last minute, especially people who I supposedly care about.
Uh-oh.
Hand me another ball, Wooten. The orange one, please.
Oh, sorry, orange ball. Here you go.
I want to explain things, Penny. Really, but maybe this isn't the right time.
Oh, you explain things quite clearly on your voicemail message, but the joke's on you. If you're here to win me back, Devin, you should know that I'm in a way better relationship with a way better man, and he has no doubt that we belong together, right, Wooten?
Of course, but watch out for the... Windmill.
I wanted to talk to you, Penny, to let you know that it wasn't working, that you're amazing.
Please.
No, really, that's why I came back to Odyssey. It's why I started working for Wooten, because I do care about you.
Well, wait a second. Are you here to win Penny back?
This is the worst blind date ever.
No, I don't want to date her.
Just ask my voicemail.
I'm sorry how I ended it. I mean, I needed to end it, but...
But you couldn't just talk to me? You had to race out of town under the cloak of darkness?
Listen, I didn't mean to. I just... I'd better go. I'm sorry.
And that is Devin.
Thanks for the road trip.
Are you sure you don't want to come over to the house for dinner? We can talk this over with Dad.
No! Thanks, Jason, but I need to think this through on my own.
Okay. But you'll call if you need anything, right?
Of course.
All right.
Bye.
And bye.
Hello?
Hi, Jana.
Robin.
Hi, say, I'm wondering if you could come over for a few minutes. There's something I'd like to talk to you about.
Actually, there's something I'd like to discuss with you as well.
Hi, Wick.
Hi, Wooten. Your usual?
No, time for ice cream now. I'm on a hunt for a dejected-looking handyman who answers to the name Devin or William.
Well, what does he look like?
He looks a lot like that guy in the corner booth. Excuse me!
Of course.
Hi, Devin. Can I sit down?
Sure. Have you been looking for me?
Yeah, only at my house, the mall, the bowling alley, the cemetery, and the World of Fitness.
Oh, sorry to put you through the trouble.
Yeah, I'm more sorry that I just signed up for a year-long membership with the World of Fitness. Devin, why did you leave Penny?
Because we weren't right for each other, and I think deep down, we both knew it.
Then why didn't you just tell her that?
Because I'm really bad with conflict, like epically bad. Mm-hmm. In a restaurant, I can't even tell the server if they accidentally bring me fish instead of chicken, and I'm allergic to fish.
Oh.
I just hate hurting people's feelings.
I see.
I guess it sounds pretty silly.
Nah, it's no sillier than signing up for a gym you'll never step foot in. But maybe it would help if you finally told Penny your reason. You know, it could give you both some closure.
I suppose. But there's one small problem.
What's that?
I still don't like conflict.
Well, then, how about if I go with you?
Then let's go, before I lose my nerve.
Right, I'm gonna finish your ice cream on the way. See you later, Rick.
Bye, Wooten. Sit down. Ooh. And again. Lily, it's Whit. I just had another dizzy spell. Something's wrong.
Thanks for the tea, Robin.
Of course. Thank you for stopping by. What was on your mind?
You called me.
Oh. That can wait.
Okay. My brother and I went to Richland today.
Richland? Well, why would you go there?
Your first edition mentioned that you grew up there.
Ah.
We found the school you started. Stelmach?
You found it.
And I'm trying to figure out why someone who writes small-town novels would open a school for psychics.
Well, hasn't your own reaction answered your question?
What do you mean?
You remember how I told you that I switched editors early on?
Yes.
Well, I got my second and current editor, just as the first edition was going to print, and he advised me to go by a pseudonym.
So you could hide who you really are.
It's unfortunate that people have a negative reaction to my other profession. Perhaps someday that will change, but until that day comes, I'm Robin.
Is it true that money from your books goes back to the school?
Of course. My passion is to train the next generation of mediums and psychics. I feel a connection to each and every one of my students. That's why I wanted to work with you, Jana. And it's why I called.
What?
I sensed your connection to the spiritual world as soon as we met, and I sensed that connection being strained. You have power inside you, Jana.
I do.
But you need to learn how to connect to it. You could become incredibly skilled, and I'd like to be the one to teach you.
Everything seems normal now, Whit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't find anything physical to explain what's happening to you.
Meaning you think these spells might be something mental or emotional?
Well, perhaps. Though you haven't shown any particular mental or emotional symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Then what are you suggesting, Lily?
Spiritual.
Ah.
Now, Whit, I don't say this lightly. I'm a medical doctor, and first and foremost, I seek a medical answer to people's ailments. But I know you well enough to wonder if that may not be the case. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And you've experienced these sorts of things before?
From time to time. I don't know how to explain it, so I usually don't try. But I feel deep inside that something's wrong. Like there's a darkness, a weight pushing down on me. It's fatiguing.
Whit, that would have been helpful to know.
Well, I didn't think of it before this afternoon. When I collapsed before, I was in a tug of war over the Let's Get Together festival. But now, I don't know what would explain this episode.
Dad?
In the kitchen, Jason.
Well, it could be something that's happening or about to happen to you or to someone close to you.
Oh, there you are. Oh, hi, Dr. Graham.
Hi, Jason.
Ava called me and said that you came over from the clinic to see Dad. Is he okay?
Yes.
We were just discussing that my episodes might be more spiritual in nature, that I might be having a physical reaction to a spiritual problem.
Really?
Although, I don't know what kind of spiritual oppression would cause it now.
Well, how about someone who claims to be a psychic?
Huh?
Who are you referring to?
Jana and I found out today that Robin Mallory started a psychic school in Richland.
Robin Mallory? The author?
Mm-hmm. Yes, my daughter's working with her. Did she take the news hard? Is she all right?
Well, she didn't want to talk about it on the way home, and I haven't seen her for a few hours now. I tried calling her on the way over here, but I couldn't get through.
We need to pray for her.
I have been.
No, I mean now. We need to pray for her right now.
You don't realize how important you are, Jana. My vision is a group of people filled with peace and abundance, where everyone can access their inner resources and direct those around them. Look at how it's made me a success. You can be a part of that.
How?
By abandoning your current thought patterns and your ingrained dogma. Develop your inner powers. Reach a higher level of awareness and prosperity.
I don't know.
Oh, you could be much more if you choose to be. But the choice is yours. What do you say?
Okay, now this is simple. You just tell her what you told me.
Can't you tell her for me? Or a note. I can write a very nice note.
Nope.
Oh, man, if I don't make it through this, send the money you owe me to my parents.
Nah, you'll be fine. Penny's very reasonable.
Hi, Wooten. Oh, and Devin.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, I should go.
No, you should stay.
He can go.
Okay, right after he stays.
Come in, then. What do you want, Devin? You have 2 minutes. Go.
Penny, I'm so sorry I put you through what I did. The thing is, I didn't want to hurt you, and in trying to avoid hurting you, I hurt you even more.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not because I didn't care about you, because I did, a lot, and I still want good things for you, which is why I came to town in the first place.
90 seconds left.
I wanted to make sure the guy you were marrying actually deserved you, that he'd be good for you.
That's kind of sweet.
I thought I'd just stop by and meet him. I had a friend's business card on hand in case he asked any questions. Honestly, I didn't think you'd hire me so quickly, Wooten. You really need to be more particular about who works on your house. There are a lot of crazies out there.
Yes, so I've been told.
So, what is your conclusion about Wooten and whether he's right for Penny?
Not that it would change anything. 45 seconds.
He's perfect for you, Penny. I wasn't so good for you, but Wooten is.
Well, I could have told you that. I can't believe you went through all of this trouble to check up on me.
I've cared about you ever since we were kids. I'll always care about you. But the truth is, most of the time we were dating, I had no idea what you were talking about.
What do you mean?
Like, well, for example, when you always said your favorite color is turquoise, what is that?
Well, obviously it's purple and turquoise swirled together.
Or when you start talking French in a Jamaican accent.
Oh, yeah, Mom. That's just means she's getting tired.
Or when you wanted to name your dog Dinner Time.
Oh, yeah, so when people would yell Dinner Time out their back door, he'd come running.
Well, I figured he'd get enough snacks at the neighbors. I'd save some money on dog food.
Well, obviously.
See? Wooten gets you. And I knew, as much as I liked you, I wasn't a good person to marry you. And I couldn't continue with our relationship.
Well, it's true that Wooten and I are a better match.
Of course you are.
And I suppose it's sweet that you are watching out for me.
Well, that is pretty sweet.
So, thank you for breaking my heart.
You're very welcome.
I can't believe she hasn't at least called back yet.
I've left 2 messages and 4 texts.
Dad, Jason!
Jana, come in!
Where have you been?
I went to see Robin.
By yourself? I should have come with you.
Oh, I'm a big girl, Jason. I can handle myself.
Well, did you ask her about Richland and the school?
Yes, and she explained why she needed to change her name from Jillian Stelmach. It does make sense.
Wait a minute. Are you still going to work with her?
She went on to say that she sensed that I was spiritually gifted. And she wanted to help me grow in my gifting. She thought I'd be a very good psychic.
What?
For a few minutes, it was actually tempting. But then I suddenly got a very bad feeling. I realized how wrong it would be to have anything to do with her.
Well, we were praying for you.
Thanks. But you didn't even know I was with her. How did you know I'd need it?
Just a sense. Oh, I'm glad you made the right decision, honey.
I can't believe I was pulled in by that woman. I should have known.
Well, how could you have?
Well, you two did. You knew something wasn't right.
Well, God gives discernment to different people in different ways. And he gave you discernment, too, when you needed it most. I couldn't be more proud of you, really.
Oh, Dad.
It's funny to think about now. Devin and I had known each other for so long, I didn't pray about whether he was the person I should have a future with or not. I just kind of went with it.
Well, I, for one, am happy how it worked out. You and Wooten make a wonderful couple.
Oh, thanks, sweetie.
And I know you put a lot of prayer in your relationship.
I really have.
Yeah, we both have.
We all three have.
Because Penny asked me to.
Thanks, Connie.
Thank you, Connie. The more I pray and spend time with God, the easier it is to make a decision. Because the things that are important to God become important to me.
Well, that's very well put.
Yeah.
And a good reminder on why it's important to take time to listen to God. I've actually decided to take some time away and do that myself.
Because of what Dr. Graham figured out about your health/spiritual issues?
No, it started me thinking about it. I'm planning on taking a few weeks off, maybe visit Jana in California. But most importantly, give myself some time to just be alone with God and hear what he has to say.
Mm. Sounds great, Whit. But you'll be back in time for the wedding, right?
Yeah, won't you?
Oh, I wouldn't miss that for the world.
Okay, speaking of the wedding, have you decided on a color for your tux yet, Wooten?
Yep, powder blue with silver sequins.
That isn't even one of the options.
I know, but it should be.
Penny, help me here. Powder blue sounds great.
What?
To me, Connie. And it would match the cake frosting.
It would perfectly.
Sure, yeah. But, you could get a top hat.
Yeah.
Do they make
I've totally lost control.
Did you ever think you were in control?
Not really.
Yeah, just the fun that I can do.
We heard a lot about discernment in the last few adventures. Whit, Connie, Penny, Wooten, Jason, and Jana were all trying to find the right path, even when that way wasn't completely clear. Knowing the difference between right and wrong is harder than it sounds, especially when people intentionally try to lead us down the wrong path. How can we learn the difference? Proverbs 2 tells us, "If you tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding, if you seek them like silver and search for them like hidden treasures, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. Then you will discern what is right, just, and fair, and you will find the right way to go." The more we seek after God and learn His ways, the more discerning we'll become. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Between the Lines was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan and Nathan Hubler, with sound design by Nathan Jones and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Andre Stoika, Townsend Coleman, Kimmy Robertson, Jess Harnell, Katie Lee, Lori Tritel, DJ Harner, Jason Palmer, Kay Bess, and Allison Packard. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.